Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. What's the season? What time of year is it? It's fall, of course. It's October, and a great time to celebrate all kinds of colorful things and some crisp weather and some sunshine once in a while. But one of the things that's so traditional for fall is decorating with pumpkins. And of course, anymore, there are pumpkins all sizes and shapes, but not just orange. There are pink ones and light green ones and white ones. There's bumpy ones, smooth ones. I mean, you name it. It's the pumpkins are, the variety is amazing. And then, of course, you could also think about using like butternut squash or perhaps gourds of various sizes and shapes. All of those have become a typical fall decorating, along with maybe some Indian corn, some corn stalks, some, you name it. There's a whole lot of things that just think about fall, and that's can be a part of our decorating. Well, I guess in one way I'm pretty traditional, old-fashioned, if you wish, because I just like my pumpkins plain. I get three different sizes and just set them together, perhaps with some mums or something like that, and that's kind of it. No carving up the pumpkins. But that, of course, is also very traditional, is carving a funny face in the pumpkin. And I had never done that until I was, maybe fifth grade or so. I don't know why we had never done that at our house, but it was at my friend's house, and we got to carve up the pumpkin in the traditional way, in terms of, you cut out at the top to make a lid and scoop out all that ooey, gooey, stringy stuff before you get in there to carve the funny nose and mouth and whatever features. But pumpkin decorating has gone way beyond that. So you need to decide. I guess, if you have kids in the household, that's one thing that might determine how you want to decorate. Or perhaps you want them to look very elegant, and that's also an option. Perhaps you don't want to carve them, and you want to take some other options. Well, the options out there are just innumerable. Probably the easiest thing is if you just take markers and mark on the outside of them rather than cutting them up. Perhaps a little safer also. Or you can use spray paint of various colors. You can use acrylic kinds of paint. Lots of paint you can use. Or you may want to have a hot glue gun or other kinds of glue that would stick to your pumpkin to use it in various ways. And I'll mention a few of those possibilities. And, of course, there's our famous duct tape, plumber's tape. You know, that comes in hundreds of colors and I think even sizes, but maybe you just want to put some tape on it. Hey, that could be easy, fast, and come out with a pretty spectacular looking pumpkin if you want to really decorate it up. Well, another thing to think about, if you happen to have a button collection, not those fancy ones, but you've just saved buttons, you could either glue or pin buttons onto the outside of the pumpkin and put them into a shape. Maybe you just want to say boo, or maybe you want to make the eyes and the nose and the mouth out of buttons. Yep, you could do it out of buttons. And then look around for all kinds of other found objects. Maybe there's a theme kind of thing that you want to use. You know, I saw one that's made out of things that you find in your sewing supplies. The thread was attached to make standout eyes. The tape measure was curved to make a mouth. All kinds of supplies there you can make a funny nose with. Or you may just have some other kind of theme. And then just open the junk drawer. You surely have at least one junk drawer. Are there some old keys? Are there some old hinges? What's in that junk drawer? You could make a face out of that and put it on your pumpkin. You just kind of got to look at it with new eyes. How about with yarn or string? Seems like spider webs go along with fall and pumpkins. If you have some black string, you could just use little pushpins and fasten down the thread to make a spider web. And then, of course, you could get a probably an artificial spider if you want it to stay in one place, to put there in your spider web, can be pretty spectacular. We're talking about paint. What about painting them to look like candy corn? You know, with the white at the top, the orange in the middle, and the yellow at the bottom, and you have big candy corn. I think most everybody would recognize that. Also with paint, you could just paint alternate stripes, you know, that go along with those kind of shapes on the pumpkin. You could paint those alternate stripes, or you could go all just with black stripes, but the colors are unending. There's, of course, also metallic spray, and that just kind of puts some sparkle on it. Doesn't give a lot of metallic color, but just adds sparkle. And add a gold bow at the top. If you use some not-so-big ones, they make great table decorations. Also, when you're painting, think about other patterns that might be, you know, way far away from what you're thinking of pumpkins, but what about a plaid design? Or polka dots would be fun. And you could do, of course, all kinds of shape. And if you need patterns, you can go on your computer if that's available to you, and you can find patterns for mice, for cats, for leaves, for different letters. You know, you could do a monogram set of pumpkins, whatever you want. There's probably a pattern available. Now, if you just, you know, put that in search, patterns for pumpkin decorating, you'll probably find a lot. My original one that I went to find some ideas was to Better Homes and Gardens. And that went on and on and on for ideas. I mentioned polka dots. Another thought would be to use an apple corer. So you poke, of course, you're going to have the pumpkin cleaned out, but poke holes through the outside, and those would turn into polka dots. Or you could put those holes in the shape of a letter. And again, Boo is pretty simple. Then inside, of course, the old-fashioned way would be to put a candle, but so you don't have to worry about the candle or, you know, replacing the candles. There's little battery-powered lights that are really easy to use, and you could use one or multiple ones if you want a brighter light. So they are really easy to use. Another thought about cleaning out the pumpkin, think about cutting the hole in the bottom instead of making the lid at the top. If you don't need a lid for any reason, then just cut the hole in the bottom big enough to work in. You can make it perhaps a little bigger, and it leaves more space near the top of the pumpkin to decorate. If you have other tools around the house, if you have any tools that you work with clay, there are probably some tools there you could use in cutting the outside of the pumpkin. For some of the decoration, you don't really need to cut all the way through. If you don't want the light to shine through, you know, you don't need the light to shine through, of course, you can just cut through the skin of the pumpkin to the lighter color and leave that contrast. Or, of course, you could use the marker to put another color in the cutout space and have that contrast for you. There are just so many different things to think about. Think about the craft section in our local stores and the things that are used to decorate with. The little adhesive kinds of, sometimes they're in shapes of various things, or just the little glittery stones and so on. All of those kinds of things could also be attached to your pumpkin. Another pattern idea is, well, do you have one of those old paper doilies around? Unless you've purchased those for some reason, you maybe don't have those around. But they are beautiful patterns, and you can lay those on top of the pumpkin to use as a stencil pattern and mark through the openings and come up with a quite delicate, not-so-scary kind of design on the pumpkin. So, unless you just want to be traditional and enjoy the shapes of the pumpkins, there are just multiple ways to decorate a pumpkin and add to the fall feeling at your home. Or perhaps you want one on your desk at work. Wherever, I hope that you will enjoy all of these great colors. And until next time, happy fall to you.